This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Officials in Saudi Arabia have declared the start of the fasting month of Ramadan after sighting the crescent moon Sunday night. The announcement marks the beginning of Ramadan for many of the world's 1.8 billion Muslims. Saudi Arabia is home to the holiest sites in Islam. The sacred month sees those observing abstain from food and water from sunrise to sunset. A new U.S. plan to deliver aid to Gaza is set to begin. A massive ship is heading to the eastern Mediterranean loaded with gear to begin construction of a floating pier to deliver aid to Gaza amid the ongoing conflict. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
The United States Army deployed a vessel from Virginia to the Mediterranean carrying equipment to build a temporary pier. While it will likely be weeks, with some estimates as high as 60 days before the pier becomes operational, the plan is to have a floating base of operations to deliver aid to Palestinian territories. The United Nations says a quarter of Gaza's population faces starvation. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Members of London's Jewish community on Sunday braved pouring rain and used traditional ram's horns in demanding the release of hostages being held in Gaza. The horns, called shofars, are normally blown at the holiest moments of the Jewish calendar. The London event was one of several organized by Jewish communities worldwide. Egypt, the U.S., and Qatar have been mediating truce negotiations since January. The last deal struck was a week-long pause in fighting in November, when there was a release of more than 100 hostages and Israel freed about three times as many Palestinian prisoners. This is VOA News. Ukraine's foreign minister responding to Pope Francis's call to show the courage of the white flag and negotiate an end to the war with Russia said on Sunday Kyiv would never surrender and told the Vatican to pay special heed to its role in World War II. Francis made the comments in an interview made available in part at the weekend. He responded to a presenter's suggestion by saying when things were not going well for a party to a conflict, quote, "You have to have the courage to negotiate." Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba, writing on social media platform X, said, quote, "Our flag is yellow and blue," referring to the Ukrainian national flag. "This is the flag by which we live, die, and prevail. We shall never raise any other flags," he wrote. There's continued fallout from the Republican Party response to U.S. President Joe Biden's State of the Union address after a senator used a decades-old example of rapes in Mexico to attack Biden border policy. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Senator Katie Britt's spokesperson confirms she was talking about a young Mexican woman repeatedly raped in Mexico when Republican George W. Bush was president, not Biden. Britt used her story to chastise President Biden's actions on the border during her GOP response to his State of the Union.
President Biden's border policies are a disgrace. This crisis is despicable.
The Alabama senator and her party have seized on a surge of migrants entering the country during Biden's term. I'm Julie Walker.
A driver was arrested after crashing his car into the gates of Buckingham Palace in London. AP correspondent Rika N. Garcia reports.
Metropolitan Police said that the crash is not considered terrorism-related and no one was injured. The driver was arrested on suspicion of criminal damage and held under the Mental Health Act after being taken to a hospital. He has since been released on bail. The iconic palace entrance is now boarded up and barricaded with metal fencing as visitors stroll past in the rain. Rika Ann Garcia, London.
President Emmanuel Macron said on Sunday for the first time that he backed new end-of-life legislation that would allow what he called, quote, "help to die," and wanted his government to put forward a draft bill to Parliament in May. France's neighbors Switzerland, Belgium, and the Netherlands have adopted laws that allow medically assisted dying in some cases, but France has resisted that step, in part under pressure from the Catholic Church. Find more on our website online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.